Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about what a lousy summer it's been. We've been so busy sending our thoughts and prayers to Gilroy and El Paso and Dayton and even Toledo, there's hardly been any time for ice cream. A horrific spate of mass shootings has the country recoiling from any loud noise, and yes, that includes the strident denials of Donald Trump that his vitriolic rhetoric has anything to do with riling up the racist element often referred to as his base. In response, the president said, "I don't think my rhetoric is racist at all. As a matter of fact, I think my rhetoric brings people together." And he's right. It has proven to be quite effective in bringing white supremacists together with their weapons. Trump went on to blame video games and the internet and all sorts of things, somehow neglecting to mention the word guns ever at all. He claims the only answer to this spray of terror is his desperately needed immigration reform. He did, under intense pressure from vulnerable GOP congressional candidates, manage to mumble something about racism being bad. Of course, it would have been easier to understand if he had taken off his hood. The question is, how many people heard Donald Trump talking about hatred and mental illness being responsible for the madness and then screamed at the television, "You! That's you! You're talking about you!" He continues to claim that he doesn't have a racist bone in his body, so it must all be in his soft tissue. And that's a lot of soft tissue. Can't wait for the upcoming announcement by the president that there is no room in his administration for racists because all the slots have been filled by his family. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.